The plan that we unveiled was Grown in New York, and it has a combination of tax cuts and ideas to help farmers grow across the state. And some of that, some included would be reducing taxes on farmers and eliminating red tape, but also two bills that are priorities for the Farm Bureau, which is the estate tax reform and the creation of farm savings accounts.
Tell me about the farm savings accounts. What does that entail?
Well, the farm savings account is actually designed to work like accounts for first-time home buyers or college savers. And these accounts would allow young people to save to own their own farm. And, you know, I've heard from families across the state that it's so hard when the older members of their family are getting ready to retire, and they have to purchase the farm from their parents. And this would be a way to set aside some savings in order to purchase those farms. And it also would give farmers more flexibility to plan for lean years. And, you know, farming is a business that is very tied to the weather. And some years are great years, and some years, you know, at least recently have been very devastating. You know, whether you're talking about the apple growers from this past year, or you know, some of the other issues that they have dealt with because of the hurricanes, and it's actually devastated some of the farms across the state. So when you put this farm savings account in place on the years when there are these critical issues because of, say, the weather, there's something for the farmer to fall back on to tide them over until they get to the next growing season.
Is this the first time that that legislation will be brought to the floor, will be brought up for debate?
Yes. The bills, I sponsor both bills, and they actually passed out of the Government Operations Committee this morning.
Now, you've billed this this Grown in New York plan as a comprehensive Senate Republican plan. Do you have support from Senate Democrats or the Democrats in the Assembly for this plan, and especially these two priority bills?
Well, this was actually a conference plan that we put together, but today at the press conference was the IDC member, Senator Valesky, who sits on the Agriculture Committee with me. Who one of his bills is actually included in the package, and we have been in discussions with Assemblyman McGee's office on a number of the portions of the bill, and so we're continuing to have talks about which portions of this plan the Assemblyman would be interested in sponsoring.
The governor recently announced a package of funding for state farmers. Does any of this tie into that announcement?
No. Actually, some of what was included in the plan is based on what was released in the governor's budget as far as programs that are critical programs to farmers across the state. And some of the funding was not in the budget from the previous year. So this plan would look to restore a number of the critical programs that were omitted, but we also have included a number of programs, new programs like the dairy profit teams that Farm Viability would have oversight. And we also have funding in there, which is a major ask for the New York State apple growers who are in the situation we just previously discussed, where because of the weather last year, 50% of their crop was actually wiped out, along with, for the North Country, you have the Northern New York Agricultural Development Program, which is a really important program to the six counties in the North Country, and that was not included again this year, so we're asking that money be restored.